Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When someone says to you, oh, I've got a really, really juicy secret I got to tell you, but you can't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is it savage or sensible? You take that information and you tell it to your confidant. We're using that term because I feel like for most people, it's probably your significant other. Like,
well,
yesterday we
were best friends.
Yesterday we were having a conversation, and Whitney, you know, said, don't tell anyone. And well, I was like, okay,
yeah,
cool. Me and St. Courtney, because that's just how relationships work.
Right. And that's exactly what you said. So to be fair, there was full disclosure.
Sure.
I mean, I said, you know, I want to tell you something, but like, you know, keep it between us. And you said, well, yeah. And St. Courtney.
I mean, it really should go without saying. Like, everyone societally should know that when someone says, don't tell anybody, that you are going to tell your significant other.
Or your best friend, or your mom, or your dad. Because I think, there's a lot of single people out there.
But
it's not always the significant other.
But here's the thing that you got to be careful of.
What?
You get one. The unwritten rule should be you get one. Because here's what happens.
Yeah.
If you get two, that's how that secret gets out. If you tell one person and it ends there, and there's the trust between you and your significant other, they're not going to tell anybody. They're not going to tell their one person.
Okay. Here's the problem. So my mom is my confidant. I tell her everything, probably more than she wants or needs to know.
She has actually admitted that on the show.
She has admitted that. I tell her everything. But with her, I know it's safe because it's like, it's my mom and it's separate.
It's going to stay there.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't then the confidant have their one person?
No.
Yeah, because like my mom has my dad.
No, you get one. You get one.
No. Like,
because here's what happens.
Look, listen. Okay, so you have St. Courtney.
Yes.
St. Courtney has a sister.
Yeah.
She has a brother that she's very close to. She has a mom that she might tell things to. So how do you know that it doesn't stay with her?
It shouldn't. It should.
But how do you know? Well, I think a lot of people
trust telling them don't tell anyone. Like, here's how that works, because here's the logic of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that person tells me something. You tell me something.
Yeah.
I tell St. Courtney. St. Courtney tells her brother.
Right.
Her brother tells
his wife.
And then she tells
a friend, best
her
friend.
Sister. And then it goes on and on.
But how do I know that what I'm telling you isn't going to St. Courtney, and then St. Courtney is telling the person she's closest to besides you, a female friend or sister or whatever.
You need to have that. That's like part of the confidant relationship, if you want to call it that. Where
but is,
you know,
is it?
Yes.
Where you, I don't know if it is.
If it's certain, if it's vaulted information that like really you shouldn't be telling other people, that should stay. I don't think they get to tell their one person because then it never ends. One person always tells one person, and
that's
then
what. But
it
I'm
gets
saying,
back to you.
I think it may not ever end. Like it may be that you know.
Well, then your confidant isn't very trusted, and it's time to find a new confidant.
Well, yeah, I'm not telling you anything.
What the hell?
No. But I mean, I think you should always assume that everyone has one person in their life that they're going to tell pretty much everything to, and so you need to make sure you're okay with that person knowing your secret.
Mm-hmm. Or do you believe that it would be savage to even do that? There are people out there that would say, if someone says to me, don't tell anyone, that means don't tell anyone. Not one person, not your pet, not screaming it in a room.
Right.
Can't tell anyone. Savage or sensible? 222-9800, the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Again, message and data rates apply. If you want to text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, that'll get you right to the page to vote at 98pxy.com. And some texts already coming through.
Yeah, Michelle on Facebook says, savage, but I still do it. I tell my husband
here's
everything. If you tell me something, he's going to know too. I'm too bad at secrets. On the text line, sensible. I automatically assume my best friend will share certain things with her husband, just like my mom shares things about me to my dad. This is funny. So there are some things, like most of the time, I'll tell my mom things and like I assume she's probably gonna tell my dad. But like every now and then I'll say, I don't even want you to tell dad.
Vaulted.
And I
don't
know.
You have to specify?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, does she still tell him?
How betrayed would you feel?
Be pretty pretty mad. Be pretty betrayed.
Just telling your dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tell him a lot. He's one of my secondary confidants.
No, okay. We need to get into this in a second, too. You can't have a secondary confidant. Yeah, you get one.
You have secondary. My boyfriend, my dad, no. My brother. Those are the secondaries.
Hold on. 222-9800. Dustin from Brockport. What's going on, man?
I would like to chime in on the Savage or Sensible.
Yes, yeah. Please. So, Savage or Sensible, telling your confidant something someone told you not to tell anyone.
I'm saying Savage.
Really?
Yeah, I'm saying Savage because the reality is the fact that if I tell you something and you tell your confidant, even if they're your confidant, the problem is that you did not tell the confidant to keep it a secret. You see what I'm saying? Like the person that said it. So Corey, if I said to you, hey, I'm telling you something, don't tell anybody.
Right.
And then you tell, oh my God, St. Courtney, because, you know, she's your confidant. I didn't tell St. Courtney that, you know, hey, keep it between me and you.
Right.
I know that's
right.
More of a bond between you and her.
Sure. I think that's important to point out that, like, that should be the trust that you have of with your confidant, be it your significant other or, in Whitney's case, her mom, that you know it's not going anywhere else. Because, you get into the loop there where it's the old telephone game, right, where one person tells one person and then things get twisted.
Here's also where it gets tricky. What if it's really sensitive personal information that your confidant, St. Courtney, who I love, but, she has no need or reason to know. Like, it's about me. It's personal. You know, like, there are situations where I don't know that.
I don't want to be trusted with that information.
Oh, God.
And then the other thing is, the other thing is what's really funny is that if it's something very personal, that confidant can now look at the person that, St. Courtney can now look at me and be like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I know this about you that you don't know that I know.
I don't want to know I don't want to know anything that she can't know. Keep that in mind. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you for all you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
I'm definitely Team PXY, and I love you guys.
That's awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Definitely a bunch of people that are saying Savage on this, by the way, that you shouldn't tell anyone.
I mean, I think, like, there is something to be said for the fact that, you know, like, you're my best friend. don't give me the blank. Corey!
You shocked the board. That wasn't
me. All right.
That was not me.
I was like, wow, I didn't do anything.
That was not me abusing my power.
But you know, you're my good friend. So if I tell you something, like, I'm telling you because you're my good friend, but, like, the confidant is not your good friend. Then it's weird for them to know that.
At that point, you should specify, like, no, like, really. Don't tell them.
Okay. So here's the savagery, if you ask me.
Sure.
Saying you won't tell anyone.
Uh-huh.
And them saying, not even your significant other, and you still tell the significant other or the mom or the best friend.
Right.
That is savage.
That's why I just said, don't tell me.
Corey!
I don't want to know.
Really?
Don't put that pressure on me. I don't want that. I don't want that burden.
Well, I don't know what it would be.
I don't want that
weight. Like,
if she can't know, I don't want to know.
Wow.
I do need to call out a little savagery for you, by the way.
What?
Because you're, like, talking to... Okay. Off the air, Whitney's been mentioning, like, secondary confidants. You can have one. You get one. Well, the rule is one.
No. I only tell one person, but, like, certain things... I tell my mom most things, but then every now and then there might be something that, like, let's say one of my friends tells me and I don't want my mom to look at my friend differently, so then I'll tell my secondary confidant, which is my boyfriend.
This is getting too confusing. It's getting too confusing.
My brother.
And it's involving too many people.
Or my grandma.
And this is why secrets always get out. Because it's like, there's this guy on the street named Earl that I walk by sometimes, and he doesn't know anybody, so I can tell him stuff.
Okay, I like what Heather on Facebook said.
Okay.
She said, I had a friend out of state that I told all the drama to. He didn't know anyone, so it literally didn't matter. Get yourself one of those.
Or,
that's a good idea.
Or call in for Team PXR True Confession.
Yeah, exactly. Hey!
Let's go to the poll at 98pxy.com. Savage or sensible, telling your confidant something someone told you not to tell anyone. According to the poll right now, 67% of the vote says...
Hey, there it is.
And for once, both Whitney and I are happy to hear that song.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.